أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بشير وسيد الملائكة، نويت الأربعين، نويت العهد الكفر، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى في هذا المسجد. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there will be coming a time that abd yumsi mu'minan wa yusbih kafira. The night comes, he sleep mu'min, wake up kafir, or the opposite. We are not explaining the hadith, but what we can take a point here is that from the huge changes that happens within 12 hours, that a person means yumsi mu'min aw yusbih kafir, means become sleep mu'min and wake up kafir, means sleep in a situation. It doesn't mean here kafir means unbeliever, but means the whole day will become completely different from what he was before that at night. Means there will be changes in every moment. There will be big changes around the world that make you takfur bi kulli shay. You know, in Arabic we say kafar bi kulli shay. It doesn't mean that you became non-Muslim, but kafar bi kulli shay means you are fed up with everything you are seeing. And today what we are experiencing is that people are, from one moment to another moment, huge changes happen that cannot anymore people can take it. And what comes is because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we said that hadith many times, and we repeat that there will be going to be confusion like big chunks of dark nights. And the best of those people, when that happen, is those who are where?
Masjid home.
What, where they will be? At home. Because home is safety. Your house is your safety. Your house is where you feel satisfaction, happiness. When someone leaves his house for a travel, when he comes back, he says, "Oh, alhamdulillah, I'm resting now. I went spend 1 week here, 2 weeks here, 3 weeks here, got tired. I'm back home." Huh? Homesick.
Home sweet home.
You get homesick. Every one of us is homesick by himself or herself. There are two kinds of homesick. Anyone knows them? You know? Anyone know? Nurjan?
Homesick.
What? Two kinds of homesick. One homesick, which one homesick that you want to run for it as much as soon as possible. One homesick also you want to run to it as soon as possible. One of them you run to it as soon as possible without obstacle. One of it you want to run for it because you know you will find your safety there, but with lot of obstacles. So which one do you prefer? The one with obstacles or with one with no obstacles?
No
obstacles. And you? Huh? Yusuf Bey?
No option.
Nurjan Bey? Huh? No, you have to say one. This or this? Which one you like? Navid, the one with obstacles?
No obstacles.
No, sir. Nurjan?
The obstacles.
Yeah. You?
Obstacles.
That's good. You? Which one you prefer?
No.
No obstacles. The one that no obstacles is more easy to run to it than the one with obstacles. Although the one with obstacles is higher than the one who without obstacles. Because homesick is of two kinds. One a shaitani kind, one a rahmani kind. The shaitani kind, homesick, is no obstacles. Shaitan happy, come. Ah, you found the right place. No obstacles. What you want, you find. The one with obstacle is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا راحة في الدين. There is no ease in religion. You are going to find obstacles. But there is what you want. Because when you are trying to move and facing obstacles, like you doctor, you are a surgeon for example, and you open a patient, you find lot of tumors, they are obstacles. When you take them, you'll be very happy, isn't it? But if you left one there, you got frustrated. So when you remove all these tumors, what happened to the patient? He will be now fully cured. So without obstacles, is you have to know that there is a trick there. What with obstacles is where with obstacles is there where you are trying to achieve great power, try to do great power in order to achieve to release these obstacles away and throw them away. And that's why when you go in Allah's way, always there are obstacles. Even you are doing your best and your heart is, I'm doing my best, but you will find lot of obstacles right and left. I'm doing the best what I can do and still I am finding obstacles. Because as Prophet ﷺ said, لا راحة في الدين, there is no ease in religion. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah keep us under his feet to be with him. Grand Sheikh said that he was the most prophet that was abused and was tortured although what Allah has gave him and given him, not he didn't give any other prophets. Mawlana said, may Allah give him higher and higher levels. He said then when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was being waqta wiladati in his birth, there is a story that in the seerah of Prophet in the Mawlid al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when Halima Sa'diya, the mother of Prophet in breastfeeding, she took him from his mother, because this is how it was before, to breastfeed him. She didn't have a milk except little bit, and she had its child. When she took Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he was orphan, all the ladies that they were breastfeeding, they refused to take Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the Arab time, usually there we call it al-maradi', al-murdi'at, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a lot of milk. So when they have a child, give birth to a child, they have a lot of milk. So they go to some other, they don't have milk enough, take the child, take money for it, and breastfeed the child. So when Amina, may Allah bless her soul, gave birth to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, her milk was not enough. So they were looking for a nurse, mother, to nurse him. All of them ran away. They refused because he is orphan. Allah sent Halima Sa'diya, who her milk was very little, but she took it because she found that light on the Prophet. As soon as she took the Prophet, milk came. We know the story that Sayyidina Jibreel came in the seerah and took Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, opened his heart and took the place of the black spot in the heart, where is the house of Shaitan, where Shaitan goes inside. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, added on that when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed, when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got birth, and these are awliya Allah haqa'iq realities, that they are being given these fountains of knowledge, not something that is being written. He said that Allah ordered angels of seven heavens to go to attend the delivery of his beloved Prophet, the seals of Messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they attended that, they took, when his mother gave birth, they took the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they washed it with the fountain of youth, bima al hayat. What is bima al hayat?
Water of life.
Water of life. That water of life, we usually hear about it a lot, that Sayyidina Khidr was looking for that and he found it. What is water of life? Water of life is that, it's not a normal water, but it is the An-Nur al-Ilahi, the godly light. Allah, what he said in Holy Quran, الله نور السماوات والأرض. الله نور السماوات والأرض. That the light, the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is describing, Allah is not describing Himself, but He's describing the heavens and the earth. He's saying that from that nur, that it is one of His beautiful names and attributes, Allah. Allah, one of His names is An-Nur. Sure?
No.
That Nur, Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard, is the life of heavens and earth. Without light, everything disappears. With light, everything exists. Means the existence of Samawat and Earth is through that Nur. That's why Allah said in Holy Quran, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the Allah, that beautiful names, the An-Nur, from that Nur is the heavens and earth are existing. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح. How you see the light? Opposite of light is what? Darkness. How you see the light? You need something that reflects that light. Like the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun. Then you can see the light of moon. And it reflected at night. So in darkness, Allah wants you to see the light, reflecting it through the moon. So everything needs a reflection. Without that reflection, you cannot see. How I can see you? Because you are reflecting, your structure is reflecting that vibrations or these wavelengths that it shows you in this kind of form. So everything has to have an instrument that reflect in order that you will be able to see. So we not discuss that, but I want to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered His angels to take that light, al-nur al-ilahi, the heavenly light, and to wash the heart and the body of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only to wash, but to dress him. When you give a baby shower, what you do? You wash him, and then what you do? You dress him, or you dress her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered angels to wash the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with that heavenly light, and then dress him. from that ocean of Qudra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dressed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was representing in'ikasat hadhihi al-Qudra. He was representing, he became like the mirror that reflecting from the ocean of power all this creation that Allah is creating, and they are appearing on the mirror of Prophet and reflected in this whole universe. There is Al-Aqis and there is Al-Ma'kus. Al-Aqis wal-Ma'kus. What is Al-Aqis?
The one who reflects.
Al-Aqis is anything that reflect. Anything reflected is Aqis. Ma'kus is the one that reflect. What is to be reflected? So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes in the same time Al-Aqis wal-Ma'kus. Because he is taking what has to be reflected and he is the reflector, you say, to appear. Through him, appearance appears, and because of him, he brings this reflection that to be reflected through him. And this is from the ocean of power that Allah has dressed him in the day of birth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dressed him with five different maqamat, stations. In every station he dressed him from his kudra, depending on that station. These stations are unknown. No one knows them except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Allah has dressed him there, you don't know. Awliya Allah don't know. They know only what it yan'akis, what it reflects to appear in dunya. That's what they know in this universe. That's what they know. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dressed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his that ocean of power, as he been dressed, then he added dressing his soul now. That was dressing his body. Now dressing his soul. And he dressed his soul on five different, another level, which is qalb, heart, sir, secret, sir, secret of secret, khafa, hidden, and most hidden. From that time that Allah has dressed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of birth, he became mazhar lil qudra ilahiyya. He became a manifestation of the heavenly power of the beautiful name Al-Qadir. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was becoming that manifestation of that name. That's why Al-Ma'kus. Because everything needs... Now if you have... You want to... This sunlight here, and you want to move it around, you need a mirror, isn't it? To move it. So that mirror is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that can move that light anywhere he likes in this universe. Grand Sheikh, may Allah sanctify his soul, said that with that power that Allah gave to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the ummah, the whole ummah, which there are some scholars, they say the ummah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the day of the day of birth of Prophet till the end of the judgment, till judgment day, because they count it is 7,000 years from Adam alayhi salam to judgment day, so they count the years that passed and the years that left, and they say that the Ummah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to be around 400 billion person. Let us say 400 billion, or Allah knows best, might be not 400, might be trillions, who knows? It's an estimation. He said, now if all this ummah in every moment they are producing sins without stopping. لو صدر منهم ذنوب على عدد الأمة. يعني if every one person would have in his life sins on the number of all the ummas, and one individual, he committed sins on the number of the Ummah to Nabi, which we said 400 billion or 1 trillion or whatever, if one made these sins, if all of them they did the same, how huge are the sins are? Means 400 billion multiplies by 400 billions. And then you can find a number that you cannot pronounce. On top of that, if they did sins on the number of what Allah has created of creations, from the mercy that Allah and from the Bahrul Qudra, the ocean of power that Allah has dressed His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He is able to clean them, all of them, in a blink of an eye.
Allah Akbar.
Doesn't need to take more than that. You see how much Allah has given His beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from these mercies, and we are struggling. That's why the way there are two homes, homesick. One is easy, as we said before, one has full of obstacles to reach.
No.
So which one you like?
Obstacles. We changed our mind.
So now you need the one that has obstacles. But in reality, that one has no obstacles. Because يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a human being will be resurrected with whom he loves. If you love Muhammad, all these sins that you have described just now in a blink of an eye can go. But what you have to have? His love. That's why Shia, although with what they are speaking bad about Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, which they didn't have right to say that. Because the simple question, you are Shia, I will ask you a simple question. Shia believes in Sahaba?
Not all of them, no.
No, they are wrong. Shia believes in Sahaba, they know they are the Sahaba of Prophet.
No.
But they don't accept Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar as Khalifa. Is that?
No.
But they accept as Sahaba. Is that?
No.
So why they curse them? Sahaba cannot be cursed.
No.
So that's where they make the mistake. But their love to Ahlul Bayt is so huge that many of our Sunni brothers, they don't do that. So the love to Sayyidina Muhammad is so important. Because the love to Prophet ﷺ can erase sins immediately. Doesn't let you to sleep to next day with one sin on you if you sleep on wudu and praising Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone who sleeps without wudu must fear on himself that he will not wake up in the next morning. This is the time of revenge. Don't say I didn't say it. This Rajab came heavenly order that every person, man or woman, before they sleep, they have to make wudu, pray Prophet, and then they sleep. Even after they touch their wives, it's okay. But before going to bed, they have to have wudu. Or else, they have to fear on themselves. Because remembering of Prophet ﷺ, praising Prophet ﷺ, the last thing you do before you sleep, that's what will take all these sins that you just described and take you to a house that will eliminate all obstacles in front of you. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ